Save it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday.
And that doesn't have to be a bad word. It is Monday. Happy Monday to you. I even see some blue sky out there and some white fluffy clouds. Not the mini snowstorm we had over the weekend. It's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I am truly glad that you're with me today. Hey, Friday's poll question was, should short-term rentals be considered essential businesses per Governor Sisolak? 51% of those polling or participating in the poll said yes. 49% said no. Today's poll question. With the volatility of the stock market in recent weeks, are you worried about having money for your retirement? Are you worried? Yes, no, and remember, when you hit other, you can type in your own response. Now, leading to that, we have a special feature every Monday now at 11, and that is with this gentleman who shall be joining us, and that is Greg Hughes. I am so honored to welcome you to the show. Greg Hughes is the founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, a real estate investment company here in Reno. They help people be an investor, not a landlord. Greg, thank you so much for being with me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And it is a happy Monday, right? I mean,
it is.
It doesn't have to be bad. Yeah. So,
well, you know,
even all the fun things that are going on right now.
Greg, this is scary. And I have to tell you, I have a rental property myself as we talk about real estate investments. And that has made it a little bit easier to get through all of this, because I know that I have an income coming forward, but I also have to look at my tenants and, you know, are they still employed and all of that. And it's mind-boggling because we've never seen anything like this. And actually, there's a term for it. It's called a black swan event with the
yes.
coronavirus. How does that work?
Well, you know, they say, the black swan is the thing that never happens, right? It's basically unpredictable and it can have very severe consequences. And they say that because, you know, obviously all swans are white, but every once in a while you'll find a black one, but it's very unusual. And what we're dealing with here is exactly one of those events, you know. How do you prepare for this and do it with your investments? We've watched the stock market go down 30%. It's very volatile right now.
I have people emailing me like crazy with their 401ks have lost, you know, a third of their value or two-thirds of their value.
Yeah, super scary stuff. And, you know, it's one thing that we do. We buy actually a lot of homes, even though we're based in Reno here. We buy almost all of our homes in the Midwest. And we do this on a very purposeful basis in the manner of we want to buy affordable homes. So these homes run maybe $75,000 to $125,000, but they have a great rent ratio and they don't fluctuate up and down in value a lot. And that gives us some real protection when you run into certain things that are like this. Where you don't want to be in the real expensive homes, you know, or be only counting on appreciation. You really want to be looking towards to be recession resistant when you have cash flow coming in. That's what you want to look for in investments, and not have to worry about, you know, are you going to make it on the appreciation side? You want to be able to keep that cash flow coming through, especially if you have some debt on the property, because you're going to be able to need to make those payments on any kind of debt. So, you know, that's what we really concentrate on. And so you need to be thinking, when we do this sort of stuff, we're always trying to think about what's the downside? What can happen? Is there a black swan event that could hit you. We a lot of times use the example of the asteroid hit the Earth, right? You know, that's not going to happen, hopefully. But what happens if it does? And then we try to, you know, decide what's going to happen there.
That's the thing, Greg, is we always need a roof over our head.
That's very true. And that's why, again, we try to be in this part of the investment world of being in very affordable homes, right? We always need a place to live. And if things do happen, people, they don't upsize, they downsize in this sort of stuff. So, but yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it is with all the renters that are in these tough situations, you know, that are out there. It's, you know, we put together a whole plan, and you got to be very respectful, and you have to empathize with them, and you can put plans together to help them to pay their rent when they need to, you know, as you kind of move forward.
Can anybody be a real estate investment person? Because I know we had that huge thing about flipping houses. People were trying to make money off of that, but that wasn't really a real estate investment as to holding on to the property and turning it into rentals.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of work. That's why we say be an investor and not a landlord, because that's kind of what we work on to help people with it. You know, we've got a team of about 50 people, full-time employees, that they get up every day and this is what they do. You know, so whether it's managing the properties, finding new ones to buy, rehabbing them, doing whatever, and it is all a buy and hold. But there's a lot to that, and anybody that, well, you said you're a landlord, you know what it takes. There's you know, sometimes it's not too hard, sometimes it's really hard. You know,
well,
so, but it's important to have that diversification, right?
And it sounds like with a company like yours, you also have the empathy. You know, it's you're really not a landlord.
Work with everybody. Yeah, you really got to work with everybody, you know, our people that are property management on these properties, they know who's good, they know who's always late, they know who's, you know, not a good payer, and they work with them and try to make it work out with them as best they can.
Now, what's a way for people to get, if they want to talk to you more specifically about this and more of what we've talked about on the air, how can they get in touch with you?
Probably the best way to do that is just simply go to our website, which is HughesCapital.com. And if they wanted to take a look at what we do and get in touch with us, that's a very easy way to make that happen.
Well, Greg, I'm so glad that you're with me, and you're going to be with me next Monday as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We'll keep talking about this stuff.
Sounds
good to
me.
We'll try to keep it as light as we can, right? Not too heavy.
Perfect.
Okay.
If you want me to follow along, Greg, you better keep it light.
All right, we'll do.
Thanks, Greg. It's Greg Hughes who's going to be joining us as a special feature every Monday now here on the Monica J Show from Hughes Private Capital. So we'll be back also with more of your comments and questions, because we've got some big questions going on with rent right now, is to who can be evicted, who can't be evicted. And it seems to be some misinformation when it's coming from our Governor Sisolak. You know, this is the unfortunate thing when we have an event like this. And that is, have you ever been through this? I've never been through something like this before. It really is a learning curve for everybody. You are learning the best and the worst about everything. Your preparedness, your investments, your government. How are they prepared? How are they putting the information out to you? That's probably one of the hardest things that it has been able to track, because for me to bring you the information, I have to be going to the same sites you're going to. And when it's hard for all of us to decipher it, well, that's how misinformation gets spread. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ken this morning. Hi, Ken. Happy Monday to you.
Yeah, indeed. The same to you. So where to begin, really? You know, guns, government, China. I mean, it really is a real, you know, Heinz 57 here.
Yeah.
I a couple of thoughts. Number one, the I normally agree with you on 90% of things. A couple of observations, though. The fact that there are going to be different regulations in South Lake Tahoe or California or Minden or anywhere else is, you know, in a sense, the both the plus and the minus about having a state system. You know, I mean, that you know, what you can do, you know, 2 miles down the street will vary because that's the way the system was set up. And I think that's the brilliance of the system in general. China, I would like to say that after this mess is all over, the United Nations could actually do something useful and could actually impose a massive economic fine on China that would in no way make up for the lives and careers and everything else, that the destruction that has taken place. But they sure as hell should pay for every medical research something like the next 10 years. In my opinion, the Chinese leadership, not the people, but the Chinese leadership should frankly almost be made to feel as bad as the Nuremberg trial Nazis were. Because
I agree with you on that. They
had the information. They deliberately obfuscated and hid it. They even killed and suppressed experts of, you know, their own citizens, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And now the rest of the world, and ironically, you know, some of those that were frankly the ones that bent over for the Chinese the most, such as Spain and Italy, were the victims. So I feel there should be literally $1 trillion plus and fine put on China by the United Nations, which is a worthless organization, seconded only by the World Health Organization, which is also another useless institution.
Well, they're together.
Correct.
Who is a part of the UN? It's the medical side of the UN.
Correct. But that China should not be allowed. This shouldn't be like some kind of situation that a year from now everything's kind of back to normal and everybody's like, oh, okay, well, they're not so bad, really. No, China has risked the entire planet's health with this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should pay a massive financial fine. By the way, your observations about real estate and foreign and especially Chinese involvement, I have a relative who is a realtor down in Vegas. She was there during that whole collapse that took place. Mm-hmm. These people were in there and were buying units that previously had been offered, you know, starting at 180 to 300 and something thousand each. These guys ended up buying entire complexes for about 72,000 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys have already made out like bandits once.
They come in and they jack up the rents. You know, a lot of people think that this is just, you know, local here in Reno, that the city of Reno should be paying attention to this. It's foreign investors that people have to look
at. Oh, yeah. And the reality was, is you made a great point, that the financial level of real estate, especially in a state like Nevada, was artificially propped up, and my cousin estimates by about 30-40% higher than it would have been.
Yeah.
And so that's real Nevadans and Californians and Oregonians, for that matter, that were then having to pay that extra because these people were allowed, unfortunately, to come in and scoop up bargain basement real estate.
Ken, let me ask you a question. In relation to that, do you think that people from outside of the United States should be able to own property, I mean physical property, here in this country? Because there are some countries that actually ban that.
Well, I I'm going to make you, hopefully, and some of your listeners chuckle here, I hope. And that is to say, I'd like a situation like the Mexican immigration policy. And that is, you know, you're not allowed to be an illegal, and they don't allow foreign ownership of property. My opinion is that it should either be that, or you would pay an additional stipend. It could be $20,000. It could be some figure to be determined, perhaps by quote-unquote experts. But there should be an additional cost, in my view.
I like that opinion.
Ahead.
Real quick, I gotta let you go here, Ken.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, thanks, Ken. It's the Monica Jay Show. Leon, hang on. We're going to be right back with you after this. We got to pay the bills too. You're on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday to you. And thanks for hanging on the line when you want to talk about something. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go back to those phone lines because he's been waiting patiently, and that is Leon. Hi, Leon. Are you staying busy during this shutdown?
You know what? And I am. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I'm 80 years old. I really don't have to do anything, I guess. But I found some hobby things to make while I was looking through the computers, and I'm making these Yahtzee dice to play Yahtzee in the yard.
Oh, how cool! And I got
seven pair of those. I'm on Facebook with you, so if you, I think I posted those somewhere, one set of them. And then I have a friend that does, he fishes a lot. So I have just finished a cribbage board that looks like a trout for him. I don't want to post that on Facebook yet because I don't want him to see it before I give it to him.
Well, hopefully he's not listening. Oh, that's awesome, Leon. You know, I got to ask you, Leon, because a lot of people find this after retirement. When you get older, if you're not using your brain, if you're not doing that stuff constantly, you fall behind. You get slower if you're not doing stuff.
Well, and one of the other things, I never thought much about doing yoga or anything, but mm-hmm. one of the things that my wife and I get up and put on the yoga tape every morning and do yoga, and I feel better after that's done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But so you can't dwell on what this is doing to us, because mm-hmm. it's not going to help.
it's not going to change anything. And I keep trying to get people to understand, this is an opportunity now for people who are saying, I'm so busy, I can't get anything done. Well, now you have time to spend with the kids. Now you have time to go out and make yard-size, life-size Yahtzee dice.
That's it.
I have to go check that out on Facebook, Leon. Thank you so much for the call. And enjoy the yoga. I might even have to start that. I'm having too many sit-down cookies, and, you know, I'm bored eating. So let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Sean. Hi, Sean. Are you golfing?
No, I just went by a golf course just now, and there was at least 50 cars in the parking lot and a whole bunch of people, you know, doing the practice rounds there and a bunch of people waiting to tee off. I just wonder, is that are the golf courses essential?
In my opinion, it's a form of entertainment, and it shouldn't be essential.
Yeah.
But as long as you're practicing safe distancing. But if you're in a four, a group of four, and you need to stand 6 feet apart, but you're also getting out and getting fresh air and exercise. So, boy, Sean, we're going to have to leave that one to the governor to make the decision, because I didn't think car sales were essential either, but he said they are. So I guess it's not up for us to decide.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I just thought I'd comment on that. It's really crowded up there, and it's windy and cold, but they're out golfing.
Oh, you know golfers, Sean. It could be snowing out there, and they'd have, you know, black balls or something because they wouldn't be able to find the red ones. They'll get past it.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Monica.
Thanks for the call, Sean. 884-9910. If there's something that you'd like to call and comment on, or just send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. The great thing about that text line, or the phone-in line, 884-9910, you can also send us a text that way. It is time now for Fox News update. So let's find out what's going on with the coronavirus and what else is happening around the world. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show, your show, live and local, with all of your comments and concerns and whatever you want to talk about. I know some people are getting tired about talking about the COVID-19 virus, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it. We all know where it came from, where it started. And we just have to keep in mind that there's something I want you to take away from this, okay? No matter how partisan we are, no matter how much we hate the media, there's always ways for us to find the information that we need. So I want you to remember that amidst all the death taking place by the coronavirus around the world, okay, that the Chinese have been lying to us, and they've been lying to us for months. I know it's hard to believe, communist China, but they are removing journalists from the country. They are barring them from the country because they will not go along with the Chinese propaganda. So what does that tell you? There's no transparency there. And if you don't have transparency, if you're not honest about what's going on, we're just going to have a harder time recovering and helping people get through this. And just so you know, how they started off saying, oh, it started in a wet market and, you know, somebody eating a bat or a bat eating this or, you know, whatnot, because we can't get a straight answer of when it actually started. China, communist China, red China, opened back up their wet markets today. And if you want to see what a wet market is, and you want to completely gross yourself out, then by all means, go on YouTube and just search China's wet market. And it's pretty bad. And then consider the fact that beef, chicken, pork, things that are raised here in this country are shipped to China for processing, packaging, and then shipped back to this country for the consumer market. Please start looking at the labels of the things you buy. I'm not talking about clothes, shoes, stuff like that, that, you know, the children are making in sweatshops. I'm talking about the food that you are eating. and see how they say, was it prepared for the U.S.? Was it made for the U.S.? Was it grown in the U.S.? And then look and look for all the other stuff that says processed in China. It's pretty disgusting. It really is about eating local. We have a lot of ranches around here. We have slaughterhouses. Find a great source for your food. Farmers markets, excellent. Make connections. Ask the restaurants that you're eating in. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910, and he's been waiting way too long for me to get that out. And that is Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. You got an idea that I think is a hell of an idea.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I was just calling about the barracks out in the Stead Airport at the North Valleys that the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority wants to use for homeless housing while this crisis is going on. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it. And I don't know if the show has talked about it yet. I've just turned you guys on a little while ago. So,
you know, personally, I think it's a great idea. Anything that isn't being used that can be used to make things better, why wouldn't we use them? You know, why wouldn't we use abandoned hotels? Or, you know, as long as it is structurally sound and it is safe for them, then we should be using the barracks out there. I mean, that would be pure luxury probably to the vagrants that are living downtown right now, still along the river. I mean, it's government-owned property, but what do you think,
I'm
Mike?
I'm sure it would be luxurious for them, but doesn't that create a security concern, seeing how it is an airport? And then also the people in the North Valleys, you know, being a North Valley patron myself, we know that we enjoy not having all that, like you say, vagrants out here.
Well, the highlight of the old barracks is everything is fenced off, you know, and they would have to have security. They would have to, I mean, they wouldn't be imprisoned, but it is a location that they could be monitored better, you know, if the people who provide so-called services, you know, whatever kind of service it is, finding a job, getting a haircut, food, could all be taken out there. So if they truly need help and they want to get out of that lifestyle, then that's a great place to house them and things can be worked out for them. Now, if they're just vagrants looking for that handout, that's going to show people that, hey, look, they don't want help. And if they don't want help and they're breaking these rules by camping along the river, defecating in public, whatever, then they should be put in jail. I mean, we've got to fix the problem.
I agree with if the people want help, then they should be helped. I do agree with that. But it is hard to find out which ones actually want help and will accept the help and move forward with the help.
See, and I think if they did it the right way, if they just said, okay, we have big vans, buses, whatever they need, trucks to haul their stuff, say, okay, we're taking you to a secure location, it's safe, it's warm, you're going to get what you need. This is where you start weeding out the truly helpless, the people who need mental health, the people who need resources for jobs to get sober, to get clean. That's a big area out there, and that can be done. And then the people who just want to be vagrants, they can be weeded out and say, you know what? We're not going to accept this. You are not being a part of society, so you're going to be punished. for the crimes that you commit. Even if it's just, you know, trespassing or starting a fire that is not allowed or sleeping along the banks of the river, then you're going to be put in jail. And you're going to keep going back to jail until you figure out what you need to do or move along. You know, Sparks doesn't have this problem because they enforce the laws. So, Mike, I think if they did it right, they could actually solve a lot of issues. But then again, the government's involved, so I don't have a lot of hope for that. Mike, thank you so much for the call and the discussion on this. We could turn it into to Reno's very own Ellis Island. You know, we can get people the help they actually need. We can actually take the information and track people. See if they are just vagrants or see if they're mentally ill. Even coordinate areas like that. I mean, I used to live in the North Valleys. I don't want to see anything happen to the beautiful areas out there. But we cannot do this as a not in my backyard scenario. Action has to be taken. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kathy. Kathy, you want to talk about the DMV? Oh, do I talk too much? Did I lose Kathy? I'm sorry, Kathy. Oh, okay. Kathy, if you're still listening, the state of Nevada has granted an automatic 90-day extension for registrations and driver's license, you know, other documentations. So it's going to be about April 30th. Hopefully, people don't take advantage of this, but you can get a letter of extension on their website. Okay, go to the official dmvnv.com. There is an extension letter there. Hopefully you have a printer. You just click on it. It's a PDF. You can print it off and just carry it in your car. Put, whether it's your driver's license or your car registration, just put it in your car. If you get pulled over for some reason, expired tag, just show it to the law enforcement that pulls you over and you should have no issues. I mean, they might write you a fix-it ticket, which I think would be absolutely stupid, but whatever you have has to have had an expiration date of March 16th through April 30th, which I have a feeling they might be changing that date. Because I know the president has put April 30th now. He's moved away from Easter. But I'm seeing a lot of other companies go until the end of May. So it's like, what do they know that others don't know that they're going to the end of May? Again, this is new for us. We're living in a whole new world. And we will be living in a different world once all is said and done. That's just the way it goes. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show. Your comments, your questions, 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about. Coming up here on The Monica Jay Show. Your show. Live, local, FM talk. The way it should be. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM
you
Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine. And we agree to agree.
We have to agree to disagree. Because if not, then you're just going to be a raving liberal and not going to listen to you. Just kidding. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to Tim, South Lake Tahoe. What's going on there, Tim?
Hey, Monica. Oh, we're we're survivors up here, and but it's had a pretty bad impact on our town. You know, we rely pretty much everything is about business, is around people coming up.
Yeah.
And you can see the effects already, and it's pretty devastating. A lot of these businesses, I don't think they're ever going to recover. And
well, that was always something that I've kind of noticed, Tim, is when you have something that relies on tourists, you know, even a snowstorm could put people out. And the summer, it's nice, but it's really the winter that carries people through, for some cases, almost the entire year because of the skiing.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we are. You know, we have our summer and our winter crowds, and then we have our slow seasons, which we're just approaching. And, you know, we're a minimum wage town. We're people that rely on tips, and I can see a lot of our local restaurants not being able to recover. A lot of the locals that, you know, a lot of people live check to check up here.
Yeah.
We made a choice, you know, we want to live in this beautiful place. And, but yeah, it's having a pretty devastating effect on our town, as far as you can already see affecting people just going, what am I going to do next week? I have no money.
See, you know? This is where I get so frustrated with the stimulus package that they put out, because there was not a whole lot in there for the independent contractor. For the people who can't take out business loans to help their business through, you know, that they have to pay all this back, they just can't do that. Rather than giving money to, you know, the Kennedy Center and the museums and the arts that they did, hundreds of millions of dollars, it should be going to communities like South Lake Tahoe.
I the way I kind of came up with it last night, talking and stuff, it seems like the cure that they're offering is worse than the disease.
Yes.
I mean, cutting all these people's businesses. Yeah, you can't be evicted right now, but you can bet once they deem it's okay, you can be evicted, and you still have to pay your rent.
Are they going to require back rent? If you're still unemployed, you don't have the current rent. It's not right how they're looking at the American people, not the corporations. They're being taken care of.
Yeah. But we're survivors up here, and really, really love your show. Try to listen to it as much as I can. Big fan of 99.1, and grateful to have this talk radio. With all the useless media that's out there, it's great to have some good media. And for what you do and everything, really great to hear all the stuff, how you're fighting to keep our rights and our freedoms and everything. And so just wanted to give you a heads up, here in Tahoe, we're survivors, but
I got to ask you one favor. Because I know it's hard for survivors. You know, we're independent. We're proud. Don't be too proud and too up on survival not to ask for help, because there's always help available, and it's going to come from the strangest places sometime. But whether it be food or gas money or whatever, we help each other.
I have done it many, many times in my life. I know that when I ask for help, I will get help. So that is something that I have learned so many times in my life, that you just have to send it out there. You know, I need help with whatever it is, and it will come to you.
Exactly. We're strong. We're Northern Nevada and Northeastern California strong. Tim, thank you so much for the call, and you take care of yourself and be safe, protect yourself from the coronavirus. But I have to tell you something that somebody just texted me, and I went and I looked at the news article, and I do want to bring you bright spots. I do want to bring you positive things. and that is a 101-year-old Italian man. He was born during the Spanish flu pandemic. And remember, that killed 50 million people. He has recovered from the coronavirus. Somebody sent me the picture of him and the article of him being hooked up to the ventilator and the nurses and the doctors with him, and he recovered. It's something different. We have to be on it. We'll find the proper medication. If you do have it, as a lot of the experts have been saying, so I feel comfortable saying to you, stay away from the Advils and the ibuprofens and the medications like that. It seems to exacerbate the coronavirus. Stick with the acetaminophens, the Tylenols, stuff like that, if you've got the symptoms. But just because you get it, just because you get it, doesn't mean it's a death threat or a death sentence. So be strong, be positive, pray for each other, and we will get through this. We get through this from our creativity and our strength together. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you.